Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR.
101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Disc Order Radio. Election day in the USA. The world is watching with bated breath. But don't worry, whoever wins, it's going to be a beautiful future, right? Right? Rebel Spell and Disc Order Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. It's a Beautiful Future, the title track to their 2011 album From the Rebel Spell. It's a Beautiful Future. A fitting song to kick it off today on Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day in the US of A. And even though we're here up in Vancouver, of course, if the state coughs, we get a cold. And we actually have a couple of Americans in the studio with us today, a couple of the Discorder Collective members. We have the lovely Dora Duber. Did I say it right this time?
Yes, you did. That was beautiful.
Yes. And Kat Cott.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool. Double D, double K.
Yeah. Apparently that's like one of the rarest, ways to have your name, to have the double letter. But it's like weirdly common in Discorder. Like there's Kat Cott, Dora Duber, Britt Bachman.
Matt Muse.
Ah. Ooh.
There we go.
Wow. I'm outnumbered here.
By the weird named people.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are American.
Oh, yes. We are American.
Have you guys cast your votes already?
Yes.
Long ago, actually.
About a month ago.
Because absentee votes, you have to vote like way in advance. So all this, like, there's a bunch of like, I saw some sort of like Trump, I think, supporters outside the nest earlier today.
Really?
And it doesn't make sense because voting absentee was like weeks ago. So I don't even know why they're out there, but.
Yeah, that was so frustrating. They're handing out Make Canada Great Again hats.
Oh, my God.
It was rough.
Yeah, they were like, do you want to talk to us? And I was like, no. I really don't.
Not at all.
Well, it sounds pretty obvious where your loyalties lie. What are your thoughts on this very intense day for America and the world?
I don't think it's that intense. There is zero chance that Donald Trump is going to win this election. Even if he got the votes, which he won't, the Electoral College would never let a literal child run the United States of America. It just, like, it wouldn't happen. So everyone's like, people have been, like, stressing about it. People could be like, oh, I'm worried. I haven't been worried for a year because there's no way an orange marshmallow will become president. Like, none at all.
Well, you heard it here first. Oh, sorry, Kat. I was going to say you heard it here first, but please, Kat.
I have that support, but there's just part of me that's like, there's crazy America that I don't really listen to that very much exists that could do that and make him president. So, but I do pretty much support Dora, and I think that that's what's going to happen. I think we'll all be fine.
So Dora
we'll
for president then?
Hopefully, maybe someday.
Well, regardless of what happens, I'm sure we're not going to hear the last of this. This is something that's going to be talked about for weeks, years to come. And I mean, what's almost going to be more interesting is the post-election, considering what a divided America we have right now. It'll be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow and then the next day, the next week, and then in the years to come. But I think we've exhausted our political talk. This is Discord Radio, the audio baby of Discord Magazine. So we're going to get back to the music. And right now we're going to count down the top five songs of this past week. Thank you very much, Andy Resto, our music director, for throwing this together. Yeah, here we go. We'll kick it off at number five. Lieutenant Frank Dickens back in the number five slot after a couple weeks absence from this list with the album Sunburn, which is a reissue.
And then number four is Zoo Strategies by Languager, which was self-released. I love this album. I thought it was really amazing.
Number three is Flatbed with Death Rising.
And then number two, Tanya Tagak with Rehabilitation. Retribution.
You just got Retribution right there, Dora. Very nice. And number one this week, kind of out of nowhere, this group was not in the top five in the last week, and replacing Puzzlehead as our number one artist of the week from last week. This is the group The Cyrillic Typewriter with the album Your True Emblem. The Cyrillic Typewriter, number one this week, right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And right now the track you're hearing a bit of in the background is called Unsound Vessel.
What up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Center of the earth. enter in the entrance of rebirth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles that abound from a dot, from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves that we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in, then wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, but we all stand for the process that we hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on like dot, dot, dot. Like a rock dropped in the water, submerged, but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's is hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the earth, enter in the entrance of rebirth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. We're dust in the wind till we're dust in the earth. The universe is the dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot. The center of the earth, enter in the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. We're dust in the wind till we're dust in the earth. The universe is the dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop till forever like dot, 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 dot.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. There you go. We did a little back-to-back of the one and two albums of the week. The Cyrillic Typewriter from the album Your True Emblem. That was number one. And Tanya Stagak, the album Retribution. And that was Shad there that was featured in that track called Center. And that was also Shad doing the station ID for us from Block Party a couple years back. Okay, so the show is off and running. Normally at this hour, we'd bring on Britt Bachman, editor and C. Britt B., to tell us about the brand new November issue. But unfortunately, she had to attend to some business, which is kind of related to something she was ranting about in Discorder magazine. If you've seen the page 3 of the brand new November issue, one of the great things about being the editor of a magazine is you have a great platform to rant your grievances. And she went into some detail a bit about renters in or landlords here in Vancouver. In fact, if I can just read the first line of this opening note here from Britt. Over the last week of October, I was called a pig by my landlords when they attempted to illegally renovate a section of tiles in my kitchen, causing the ceiling to fall down. It goes on and on because I guess they called her a pig because she wasn't going to clean up the dust, yada, 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 yada. So this was her chance to talk about having a fresh start. So the reason I'm bringing this up right now is something maybe a lot of us can relate to as renters here in this very expensive city. But Britt has to go meet with her landlord because she's facing eviction today. So what's been written in the magazine is ever-present in Britt's life, and that's why she couldn't be with us. But nonetheless, we wanted to at least mention that. If you want to read more about Britt's grievances with landlords, pick up a Discorder magazine, page 3. And while you're at it, you can flip to the very back of the magazine, page 20, and read about a brand new show that we have in the on-the-air section. A show called Textbook, which if you listen regularly on Tuesdays, you might recognize as a show that is on the air right before us here at Discord Radio. And with us right now is Josh Gabriel-Doyon, a.k.a. Josh GD, the host of Textbook. How you doing, Josh?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for joining us.
God bless Britt. Good luck with your landlord visit.
Something we can all relate to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, thanks for... her and I were going to talk a bit about this, because she did the interview.
She did.
But now that she's not here, we get the next best thing, the actual interview subject.
Right.
So you've been on the air for a couple months now?
Since September.
Cool. And for those that aren't familiar with the show, what's the basic premise?
Textbook is taking over from the Student Special Hour, which it's a show basically mandated to talk about campus issues and campus clubs and stuff. And I try to push it a little bit and see where I can go with that a little bit. So I have a segment where I interview a club and try to get kind of to the root of what they're doing and why they're passionate about what they're passionate about. And I have one segment that is narrative storytelling from a student. And then I have one segment called Tell Me About Your Paper, which is about academics. And I guess just kind of shooting the shit about some academic research you might be doing.
Interesting. And what was the inspiration behind this show?
The inspiration behind the show, I guess, was just listening to... the big inspiration was listening to a lot of podcasts and wanting to do more narrative work. And so one thing I'm really interested in, just kind of behind the scenes, is how interviews can be used to kind of craft a story. And I really like the way that... podcasts that I listened to mentioned in this interview do that, and how they kind of craft that. That's kind of an exercise for me in trying to figure that out.
Any podcast specifically you'd like to highlight?
In the interview, I do talk about really being into Heavyweight, which is Jonathan Goldstein's new podcast. He used to do Wiretap, which was also really wicked funny. Another one that I really like is Revisionist History. That's Malcolm Gladwell. And then a little bit, maybe a little bit more highbrow is the London Review of Books podcast, which is a little bit snobby maybe, but it is a good podcast nonetheless.
Nice. Well, if any of those names or podcasts took your fancy, be sure to tune in 4 o'clock Tuesdays right here on CITR. And we're actually going to play a track from the Week of Ends right now. Good Canadian boys from Winnipeg who actually do the theme to one of the podcasts you mentioned, Heavyweights.
Right. Yeah. Great theme.
Yeah.
Great theme music.
Great, great band, even though they hate their hometown. Nonetheless, this is the Week of Ends with the track Sun in an Empty Room. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck with Textbook and Sorry.
4 to 5.
Right, 4
Tuesdays.
To 5. Tuesdays, right.
Yeah.
Discord Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM.
To decide if we meant it, if we as we lean our shoulders into on the subway, mutter an apology. The shins that we kick beneath the table, that reflexive cry. The faces we meet, one awkward beat, too long and terrified. Know the things we need to say.
You have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Growing men. When the ice cream man comes round the bend, half hour later he's
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We All Scream from Five Alarm Funk. A bit of a heavier sound there from Five Alarm Funk. That is from their Abandoned Earth album. Came out in 2014. They are playing at the Imperial this Thursday night. That is one of the best venues to see Five Alarm Funk in Vancouver. I know because I saw them there a couple years ago and it was awesome. Yes, before that we heard Weaker Than, Sun in an Empty Room, the theme to the podcast Heavyweight, referenced by Josh GD. Thanks to Josh for coming on in. You can read more about his show texted in Discorder Magazine, the brand new November issue, which of course has been out for exactly 1 week. Okay, it's about halfway through the show, 5:30. That means it's time for Shindig Talk. We almost need a theme. We could do like a Shindig theme. We will work on that for the next couple of weeks. Let's discuss.
There's a pretty cool video on YouTube, and it's Shindig was like the name of a different event, and it's just like, it's pretty old, and it's this really bad sound quality of all the people going, rah, rah, Shindig. So you could find that and like work that in.
That is, wow, okay.
It was pretty perfect.
We may use that, and it's very meta. We're just like letting the Discorder fans know exactly what's to come in the near future. So
yeah, rah rah.
All right, rah rah Shindig. So it is now night number 4 coming up tonight. Mm-hmm. To quickly recap, we had Mark Mills won night number 2,
Pavel won night number 1, and Jock Tears won last week night number 3.
You were there.
I was there.
Please tell us, how was the night?
It was kind of strange. Not to hate on any of the other performers, but Jock Tears definitely stood out. They were full of energy. The other, they were all kind of ensemble groups, mm-hmm. but the other two groups kind of stood there and performed, and they were great. Their music was awesome, but Jock Tears really performed. Like, she was running around the stage, going crazy, kicking and shouting, and it was really engaging.
Nice.
Which was really, really cool.
And Lauren Ray, who's, I guess, the front woman of mm-hmm. Jock Tears, she is an ex-Discorder photographer. So good to see some of our own representing well.
Yeah.
So Lauren Ray, a.k.a. Jock Tears, will take on Pavel and Mark Mills in semifinal night number 1 in January. And now we start looking for our representatives for semifinal night number 2, which begins tonight with Shindig night number 4. And who do we have on the bill tonight?
Tonight, Yeast, Jerk in the Can, and Jericho are playing.
Okay, well, let's go one by one. Let's hear about each of the bands.
I can talk a little bit about Yeast.
Okay.
They're a really fresh band, actually more...
Ironic.
They're actually another Discorder representation kind of at Shindig. It's Jasper, who does the RLAs for Discorder and does a lot of photography.
Mm-hmm.
It's him and his friend Maxwell, and I've spoken to him about it a few times, and he keeps describing their performances as just going on stage and making sound, which when you go on their Bandcamp, all their songs are like 20 minutes long. So that's that feels pretty accurate for mm-hmm. what a set would be for them. And something that's also really cool about them, I think, is their artwork is really phenomenal. Maxwell is a graphic designer, and I think he partially like decided to do this band just to have an excuse to design album covers and like practice, which is cool, and it really pays off. The work is really, really gorgeous, and I'm excited to hear them.
Yeah,
they're gonna be cool.
Well, I'm looking at their Bandcamp right now. We have a nice picture of a dog. Looks like it's eating a bird,
a duck, I think.
Duck. Wow. All pastel pink and yeah, it's good. Good stuff. So check it out. That's their Bandcamp page. The band is Yeast. The album is Good Boy. And the track we're hearing right now is called The Horse in the Hand. We're going to play an excerpt of this for a little while, and we'll come back and hear about the other bands right here on Discorder Radio.
Thank you.
There you go. That's a bit of yeast. See them tonight at Shindig, night number 4, Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East. Yeast will be playing along with a couple other bands, including
Jericho. It's going to be the next one that we're going to be talking about.
And let's hear it. Tell us a bit about Jericho.
We were kind of talking a little earlier. We think they're like a high school band.
Or they definitely have played with Winona Forever, like at least twice, and kind of that circuit. But
the high school under 18 circuit?
I can't tell. There might be. They definitely also have played with the Gins a lot. And the, like, recommended, one of the, like, recommended bands nearby is, like, the Wind Up Birds and et cetera, the Gins. So they're kind of that groove.
Again, they also have, like, pretty cool artwork, too, on their album cover. Mm-hmm. They're described as, like, dark psych rock, which is cool. If you go on their Facebook page, Sandra Bullock's is the single member of their group, which is pretty cool. I love when people's social media is like kind of funny.
Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if this is a reference to our own neighborhood of Jericho here in Vancouver.
Oh, I'm sure. They're a North Van, Vancouver-based band, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised you said that they were like of that groove because I found them like kind of dark, like a little. One of the songs on their Bandcamp, I Do Well, is kind of really mellow and, I mean, dark and psyche and punky, which is cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to see them as well.
Yeah. Also should mention that Eli Teed is in that band. He is one of the contributors regularly for Discord and Magazine as well. No nepotism whatsoever when it comes to Shindig. But then let's give these guys a whirl. This is a Jericho band with the track I Do Well on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, making their Discord Radio debut. That is Jericho with the track I Do Well. Jericho, along with Yeast, are playing as part of Shindig tonight. And there's one other act that will be playing at tonight's Shindig. Kat, who else we got?
Jerk in the Can will also be playing tonight. They were formed in 2014 in Vancouver, and they're like very staunchly Vancouver, which is nice. They're like very pro-Vancouver.
Do tell. What makes them so pro-Vancouver?
Well, just little things that they do, like throughout their website, they said like they've played in like Germany, Montreal, Prague, and quote, especially Vancouver. And they actually, on their website, in their merch, they actually have like a little acrylic jerk in a can.
I thought you were going to say their merch was sponsored by Lululemon or something.
Not quite. But they have like this little acrylic like figurine jerk in an actual can.
Wow.
And it's like $30 shipped anywhere in Canada. And it's $10 for Vancouver residents, but they have to pick it up in person. So they have some cute stuff going on. And by cute, I mean artistic and interesting.
I wonder if any of those jerks in a can will be on show tonight at Shindig.
Oh, we'll have to see.
We will. Well, okay, we've heard a bit about them. Now let's hear what their music sounds like. What's the track we're going to hear from them?
The track that we are going to hear is it Eli Teed?
It's Big Crime Baby.
Big Crime Baby.
Off the same titled album.
Right here on Discord Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Big Crime Baby from Jerk in the Can. They are playing tonight at Shindig. I like that a lot. I like the sound of that. That was getting good vibe from that one. Jerk in the Can are playing tonight along with Yeast and the Jericho Band, or just Jericho Band?
Just Jericho.
Oh, just Jericho. Okay. Just Jericho.
Yeah.
Just Jericho. JJ to go along with DD, KK, and MM. All three of those bands are playing tonight at Shindig at Pat's Pub, 403 Hastings East. Music is underway about at around 9 o'clock. And one of those bands will go on to the Shindig semifinals in January. And thanks so much, Kat and Dora, for your Shindig breakdown.
You're welcome.
Have a good time at Shindig tonight. And we will chat with you guys next week after week number 5. Okay, so moving along, what else we have happening this week? It's a very busy, after a couple of weeks of not a ton of live music in Vancouver, things are picking up again in November. It's getting colder outside. People want to spend more time inside, indoors, at the shows. This band we're going to play next seems to be playing a show. It feels like every other month in Vancouver, at least, if not more often than that. You've heard them before. They are called Dead Soft. We're going to play a track right now called The Wind. Dead Soft are playing this Friday at the Biltmore, along with a local artist, Joe Past, and Bully in from Nashville. But here we go. Dead Soft with The Wind on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Van Gogh's are pleased to announce a benefit concert and brunch Sunday, November 6th at the Trout Lake Community Center. Proceeds benefit the Grandmothers to Grandmothers Project of the Stephen Lewis Foundation, supporting African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by AIDS. The event combines delicious home cooking and soul-stirring live performances from Illiterati. Seating is limited, so reserve a ticket now by emailing eastvangogos@gmail.com.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Nibbling, whispering in my ears. what to do in the morning, what to wear, what to eat. And in the morning, I prayed, I was like you, but backed away, even from the cold sink.
Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM. That was Echuta with the track At the Sink. Echuta is the project of our own Andy Resto, music director Andy Resto, along with Ace Martins on the drums. You can read more about Andy's band Echuta in this month's brand new Discord magazine, page 5. Great little article written by Chris Yee. We're going to get into more about that article and Andy's band later in the month. But in the meantime, you can check them out. They're playing November 10th, which is this coming Thursday night at the Emerald with Failing and Old Girl. Andy Resto, Echuta. Yeah. And prior to that, we heard Dead Soft with The Wind. They're playing the Biltmore on Friday with Joe Past and Bully out of Nashville. Okay, a couple other shows that are happening this week includes Elephant Stone. They are in from Montreal. Some say they sound a little bit of Depeche Mode meets Sloan. We've been talking a bit about Sloan off air here. Yes, Elephant Stone. They are playing along. They're going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret later tonight, actually. And another band that's playing this week we want to mention is all the way from Nanaimo, crossing the Georgia Strait, Moths and Locusts. And they're playing at SBC on Saturday night, November 12th. We're going to hear a bit of these guys right now, Moths and Locusts. This track is dedicated to the next president of the United States. We don't know who it's going to be. It's a close race right now. The track is called Our Dear Leader. Moths and Locusts right here on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, rockin' tune there from Moths and Locusts out of Nanaimo. They are playing this Saturday night at SBC. That track was called Our Dear Leader. Again, dedicating it to the next president in a very, very close race right about now. But switching away from presidential election talk to an important day in Canada coming up in about 3 days' time, Remembrance Day. Yes, don't forget this weekend, Remembrance Day, Friday, 11th hour is when they're going to do the whole Remembrance Day ceremony here in Vancouver. We're going to play a track right now, a bit of Remembrance Day shout out to this. We've actually played this track the last couple of years. It's by an Ottawa band called Holorado. You may have heard of them. Great story. We're actually going to post a link on our Facebook page to this great little mini doc. But the basic story is Men Over Stieg, the lead singer of Holorado, his grandfather was supposed to be killed during the war. This German officer spared his life. And then a couple years later, when Germany was being tried for war crimes, this same officer was going to be killed. And then Men Over Stieg from Holorado's grandfather spoke out and said, no, this officer spared my life a couple of years earlier. Fast forward 60 years later, and the grandson of the German officer got to connect with Men Over Stieg in Holland. It was a beautiful story. Have three generations later, things have changed, and they could share a beer together and have a great time reminiscing in Holland over this great story. Check our Facebook page. We'll put the little mini doc up there. It's a great story and a great track as well. So that is going to be the song we end the show off with today. Stay tuned up next. Mike is here with Flex Your Head. Thanks again to Dora and Kat for joining us as part of the Discorder Radio Collective. And we will see you next week on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. And so it goes. Holorado, Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Little sister used to ride her bicycle.
your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.